County Council Chair Claudia McMullen said there could be a couple of reasons they did not get an audience. One is that the Snyderville Planning Commission already did a good job on the general plan update.
They had many, many hearings over many, many, you know, quite a few years. I think that they really, I think that the people, the citizens who went to the Planning Commission really felt heard, and because the Planning Commission really did take into account and was clear that they were taking into account the input.
This week's hearing looked at areas such as Canyons, Pine Brook and Jeremy Ranch, and the mountainous neighborhoods west and north of the basin. McMullen said those areas likely are not controversial.
And the ones that we heard about last night are either remote or already planned, you know, like Silver Springs. Not much happening in Silver Springs. It's an older single-family residence neighborhood that is what it is. And I think as our hearings go on, you're going to have some neighborhoods that people are more interested in making sure that we understand what they believe is important. The 31st of July, we will have our neighborhood hearing on Bittner Road, Kimball Junction, Rasmussen Road, and Silver Creek. That may gender more interest because of, I would suggest, Silver Creek or probably Rasmussen, or maybe Bittner, I don't know. And then the next one's going to be Trailside Highland, Old Ranch Road, East Basin, Quinns Junction. I would suspect that will be the most attended.
The one person who spoke was Summit Park resident Ursula Pimentel. In her brief remarks, she asked the council to beef up language preserving wildlife. McMullen said that's the topic of an upcoming discussion.
That issue is going to be the subject of a work session with the council in our next meeting on the 31st. Because as you may remember back in last year at one point, there was a whole wildlife code amendment proposed to the county, to the council, and the council was not in favor of it. I would like the new council, the new configuration of the council, to understand what was proposed, why our old council was against it, and maybe revisit that issue. So that we're going to talk about in 2 weeks.
Pimentel also said areas that are single-family should stay that way and resist the encroachment of multifamily. But McMullen saw it this way.
I don't personally care if redevelopment occurs in areas like Silver Springs, where I live, for example, in the future that may have multifamilies. I think what we were hearing is in like Summit Park areas, and particularly these hilly, north-facing slope areas, they didn't want to see future multifamily. I guess I agree with that. But I don't think I am concerned enough that I would change the current neighborhood plan to reflect that. That issue should be addressed in phase two.
Summit County Council Chair Claudia McMullen. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.